Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
This minute of Skate the Infinity starts with Adam groaning about how much he hates the rain.
And ends with Reki gloating over Adam in the rain. This is minute 17 of episode 11, King versus Nobody.
Number 17, the spread eagle.
My favourite Chicago reference that we always drop on the podcast. That is Infinite Minute, an Anime by Minute podcast where we talk about Skate the Infinity minute by minute. I'm Jonathan.
I'm Caitlin, and we're back.
We've got wheels for wet weather.
We've got wet weather wheels, and Reki was betting on this.
Reki bet on it.
Bet on it. My second favorite musical reference.
I'm not gonna stop. That's who I am. Saw old Zach the other night.
You saw Zach?
Yeah, in the Iron Claw.
Oh, I thought you meant in real life. Person. I was like, no. I've seen Zach in real life.
Oh, you have?
Yeah, when I was like, I think I was in high school still. I won tickets to see the premiere of Hairspray at Jam Factory, and wow. He was there with Nikki Blonsky.
Wow, what a banger of a flick.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So good.
I forget how much I actually like Hairspray.
A really good movie.
It's a good
musical.
Show. Good musical.
Tracy Turblad. That was my John Travolta.
John Travolta.
Oh my god! You know what? This is totally. We're already on a tangent, but I need you to look this up. So
okay.
There is a precursor to Eurovision in Italy is called San Remo, and I got to watch it for the first time.
Isn't that
time
a brand of pasta?
I think it is. San. It could be, yeah, San Remo.
Yeah, they are. It's the pasta
boys. Yeah,
they
are. Amazing.
It's the pasta monks.
San Remo? Did I get that wrong?
I don't know,
no,
did you?
No, it is San Remo. I'm almost
so certain. It's the song contest and the pasta people.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. Nice. Anyway, so they, for some reason, I have no idea why, they had John Travolta on as a guest. And they made him do the chicken dance. And it is quite possibly one of the most awkward, hilarious things I've ever seen in my entire life.
This year?
This year. Just been. A couple weeks ago. Hi, Emily.
Okay. Emily, do you want to see a video of John Travolta doing the chicken dance at the San Remo Song Contest?
I don't, but I feel like I probably have to.
I forget he's, like, bald and... Okay, this isn't the video I wanted. Unless it is.
All the people in the costumes. I want to be that one.
Oh my god, they're all wearing little duck costumes.
Cheers, Maggie.
How these two Italians ruined my reputation. The video I'm watching it on is like somebody has obviously tried to avoid the copyright by putting it on a small TV.
Oh, okay.
But they've got John Travolta doing commentary.
He looks better in the video than he does in that photo that they've cut.
Yeah,
him
he
out.
Does. Yeah, forget John Travolta goes hard as fuck now.
Yeah, yeah. And then the next day, they had Russell Crowe on.
Oh, my God.
He's had some work done.
And Russell Crowe just, like, fully made fun of John Travolta for not getting into it because he looks so miserable here.
How did you find this video?
Yeah, Russ would give it to him, wouldn't he?
Yeah. He would. And I was like, that's just classic Australian.
New Zealand. Yeah. Because, yeah, we've claimed him. Russ would have done it.
Oh yeah, that's what he was making fun of him for.
Yeah.
Oh, they're wearing.
I would have done the
like
fucking chicken
duffers.
Dance.
He looks so mad.
I've done the chicken dance millions of times at weddings. funerals. I don't fuck around when it comes to the chicken dance. All right, Ruff.
Oh, shit. We're immediately off track.
Should we talk about Skate?
Let's talk about Skate.
Thank you for bringing this video of John Travolta into my life.
Oh, please. It's so funny. It's so
funny. Why was he there?
He just was a guest. They just got him there as a guest. Weird. Same with Russell Crowe. So they just got him there as a guest. It's so weird. It's so random.
Russell Crowe, noted lover of Italian music.
Well, he was also in The Pope's Exorcist this year as well, doing his Italian accent. So
yeah, and driving his little moped.
Yeah. A lover of Italian culture. Let's talk about Skate. We've gone way off track.
He has to be driving a Vespa, right?
Yeah, surely.
Yeah.
It's all raining. Right, let's
watch. Emily, are you going to take that cat and close the door? Sorry. She's pick her up. Pick her up. Vali never does this. She's in the other room cooking risotto.
Because no one else is cooking risotto.
I cooked you bang and barter.
Yeah, and you
get out of here.
Right, see?
Oh, Chia. Bye, Chia.
Now I've got to deal with the aftermath.
Cringe.
Finally. Finally, peace.
Peace. Peace.
It's a piece of quiet. It's raining. And
it's raining.
And David gave such a fun little interpretation of these lines. I cackled.
How do I despise the rain?
How do I despise the rain? Let me count the ways.
So
incredible.
Funny.
Very soliloquent.
If that's not a word, it should be.
It should be. I like that.
Soliloquent.
Soliloquy is a beautiful word.
I think you just named my daughter. Soliloquent Jackalorn. You stop writing that heterosexual fan fiction.
I thought I taught you better than this.
You get those two boys out. You make them fuck. You make it dirty. Why do I sound like Jerry Seinfeld?
And then they bone.
Gold, Jerry.
How funny. But yeah, it's wet. He talks about the deck getting wrecked, losing his grip. It's not pleasant. It's not conducive for good skating.
He hates it. I love this shot where he goes, "Ugh," as he like drags the hair out of the face.
I love it.
The mask looks whack here, by the way. Like they couldn't figure out the right perspective on it.
Oh yeah, the mask looks real dodgy.
So bizarre.
He looks great though. Those angles, that chin, that jawline.
Damn, son.
It's the dark nemesis. The dark nemesis of skateboarding. It's the Sephiroth. Sorry, I'm playing a lot of Final Fantasy VII.
No, it's all right. You're allowed to. You've got a brand new machine to play it on. Is it any better? Have you noticed a marked difference? Katie got a PS5.
I got a PS5, everybody. I wouldn't say I have noticed the difference, but I think if you put the scenes side by side, I would notice the difference, if that makes sense.
It does.
Yeah. Most people say the main difference between the PS4 version and the PS5 version is like the lighting and some of the like textures.
Okay.
So I think unless I was like actually comparing the two, I wouldn't really notice it, you know?
Same age, same income.
Same, exactly. We're in Walmart at the moment, though, and I'm so excited for Valentina to see the honeybee scene.
Oh, you're playing together.
Well, that's playing cute. And she's watching.
Yeah, nice. The classic relationship.
Yes.
Emily and I are playing Plate Up at the moment. Sorry, we're going on another tangent.
Is that like similar to Undercooked?
Overcooked, even.
Oh, Overcooked, whoops.
Undercooked, the prequel to Overcooked.
God damn.
Where we find out more about the Onion King.
Oh my god, yeah, no, tell me the backstory.
It is similar to Overcooked, nice. Played up. It is good. It was close to breaking up the marriage, but now Emily understands the differences between it and Overcooked. It's going well.
Okay.
We've had a failed... what was the first one? I can't remember the first one. A failed something restaurant, and then we had a failed salad restaurant.
Oh, no.
And now at the moment we've got a pizza restaurant, and it's going okay.
Okay. It hasn't failed yet. That's good.
No, it hasn't failed. And we're both getting the hang of it. I'm the maitre d'. I go and wait the tables, and Emily does the cooking. So to be fair, Emily probably has the harder job.
Yes, yes.
I reckon the cooking is the more stressful job, whereas okay. I just go and talk to people and put napkins and cutlery on tables. It's much more like, I don't know, hands-on.
That sounds fun.
Yeah, it's good fun. Game Pass.
What platform? Oh.
It'll be on PS5, I reckon. It might be one of those free ones, like on the PS Network or something, if you're willing to pay their exorbitant PS Plus prices.
It's on Nintendo Switch.
There you go.
It's on Switch. Oh, sounds good. I will think about it. I did just spend a lot of money on a PS5, so.
You did, yeah. So probably no new game for you for a while.
No.
Do you have the PSN? Sorry, big tangents. Do you have the PSN subscription?
I can't remember, probably.
Okay.
I don't know. I can't remember.
Vale would be able to play Death Stranding, I think. I don't think it's free anymore just on the console.
Oh, okay.
I'm pretty sure it's on the PSN subscription.
I'll check it out.
Yeah.
Cool.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Anyway, should we talk about this fucking minute of skate?
Let's talk about skate. To be entirely honest, we were probably going to have to stretch this out anyway because not really much happens.
No. I mean, Adam said it. It's a tragically boring race.
Yes, it's boring.
But this is an exciting bit.
This is exciting. I think it's fun. It's definitely fun to see Adam falter and be under pressure. Like, you can really see it.
Yeah, the face he makes.
Yeah.
When he's no bueno on the skateboard. No bueno.
He's on such an awkward angle as well.
Mm. And then he gets a really good look at Reki's wheels and we get this Persona 5 cutaway.
So cool. And the music changes on the moment he skids across. It's so cool. Hypes up so much.
Tadashi can't believe it. Lunga also can't believe it, but in the other way, he's smiling.
Oh, that was weird. A weird shot of the back of Kaori's head because it looks like he's got his balaclava on.
Oh, let me see that. Oh, yeah. That's Goofs. Them recycling an earlier shot. Goofs and gaffs. Nice
Goofs
one.
And gaffs.
So I had the thought, do these wet weather wheels exist? Probably everyone who loves this show already knows this. But they do.
They do.
And they almost look like they're pretty much exactly the brand that I've found. So I found a full diagram of the rain wheels guide for this brand called Harfang is the brand.
Oh.
And each different type of rain wheel has its own benefits.
Oh, so there's subsets of rain wheels.
Yeah, so there's one with normal grooves. Patent is free and better than nothing, but will not match our rain wheels for performance and look, the traditional wheel. Then there's stage 1, stage 2, stage 3, and stage 4. And they all have different varying advantages in the rain. And it looks like the one that Ricky is using is most likely the stage one wheel.
Ooh,
it's the
all-round
rain wheel, and the first one you should have in your quiver. Works great in straight and sideways progressive edges and provides lots of water removal.
Very cool.
Pretty cool. But I will link this in the show notes if anyone wants to have a little squizzy. It's pretty interesting.
Here's my question
cool diagram.
About rain wheels. Do you go like, I'm just going to keep them in my pocket just in case it starts raining and then you switch them over? Or do you go, it could rain today, I'm just going to go out in the rain wheels? Or do you just risk it for the biscuit and you go, you know what I mean? Like, does anyone purposefully go out and skateboard when it's raining?
Yeah, I would think if you're like a professional skateboarder and you see it's raining, you're getting in the car and driving to an indoor skate place that's close to you. Yeah.
Right. Interesting.
Yeah. I wonder if there is like an indoor skate area in Melbourne. There would have to be, right?
Surely.
People do things in Melbourne.
Yeah, they'd have like the big half pipey things and stuff, I'm sure.
Yeah. Anyway, I'll grab this link now, chuck it in my show notes, and then I'd save myself a little job later on. Love that for me. They also have these cool wheels where... They're called a Roman candle.
Oh.
This is the same brand, Harfang. And they've got like metal rods embedded in the wheel so that when you like slide and skate with the wheel, sparks come up.
Oh my God.
Yeah, so you can get that like legit thing of like that the anime basically does, which is like the sparks flying up. Yeah.
Oh, that's pretty terrifying.
Cool. Mm. Yeah, Harfang Roman candle wheels.
Oh my God. I'd be so
pretty cool.
I'm surprised no one has them on here.
Yeah. Well, I love that these wheels actually exist and they like did the research and found this one that that exists in real life. It's kind of nice.
I do. I love that too. And it has a real purpose that's, you know, I mean, it's a little bit of a duex machina again in this situation, but you know, like if it hadn't rained, Ricky would have no chance in this.
Oh, he would have been toasted. You know what I mean? Yeah, he would have been absolutely slammed.
Yeah, but it's still fun.
Yeah, it is.
It's giving him a chance to show off his strength, which is knowledge about skateboards.
Yeah, it's giving character development.
It's giving character development.
It's giving season. I don't know if you saw that floating around at Christmas.
I did. All the terminally online gays.
Yeah. Season. I do love this shot where Adam is like looking at the wheels really close up and you can see them like working basically, like going through the water. I almost said more better, which is correct. The correct English here.
More better.
More better than Adam's wheels.
Yeah, absolutely. It's just really fun to watch him sort of think that it's a fluke but then realize that it's not, like he actually planned this.
Yeah. That's where he said, tricky boy. I love that. We also missed Curse This Slop.
Gosh, there were so many good little throwaways in this.
Yeah, Curse This Slop. Yeah, nice. The grooves on the wheels. We get the nice close-up, just in case we forgot, a flashback to earlier in the episode.
Just flashback to just a few minutes earlier.
Yep, our favourite.
I love how, like, surprised they all are. They're like, oh, that's why he was so bad in the first half.
Oh, yeah, right.
It all makes sense now.
Oh, Ricky wasn't just sucking.
We just thought he was shit because he's shit. Oh, God.
It has to be said, Joe and Mia look so hype here. They're so happy.
Oh, their faces are very cute.
Their boy Reki is nailing it. Except maybe Kaoru. Kaoru's just kind of, well, he's cute, but he's like, huh?
All of their faces are so baby in this show.
Oh, yeah.
So our baby. Baby boys. Oh, they're cute.
He knew there was a possibility of rain?
Yeah, man. Look at him
and
go.
Yeah, Reki bet on it. To be fair, he's not that far ahead.
No, but he's doing it a lot easier.
Far enough ahead.
He's ahead and he's not struggling compared to Adam.
Yeah.
who is shaky. Like, it should be said that every time Adam is shown, he's like got the shaky cam on him.
He's got the baby deer.
Have you seen the clip? Sorry to tangent one more time before the end of this episode.
Right.
We're so close. We're 3 seconds to go. Have you seen the clip of Bumi and Aang fighting in the live action Avatar?
Oh, no. Was there a new thing posted?
It's very short. It's like a, a 30 second clip of Bumi and Aang fighting. And everyone's like, if. I thought we said we weren't going to make this as bad as their
one.
I'll send it to you. It's not great.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Shame. I've been off Twitter a bit lately, so I haven't seen it.
Oh, you're off again.
Yeah. That week off really just like built the habit of not feeling the need to go on it every single minute of every single day. It really did. It worked. Yeah.
I've had a few things where I was like addicted to stuff like that. And then I've gone to a music festival and I haven't been able, like I've had no reception. And then you just don't feel the need to use it as much when you come back.
No. And I've kind of been off it for so long. I went back on today for like maybe 10 minutes and I'm just like, why is everyone on this platform doing Madam Web's promotional? Like, why is everyone doing promotion for this movie? Like, it's a bad movie, but everyone is just like, oh, Madam Web, Madam Web, Madam Web. And I'm like, it makes me think again that this is all people getting paid to do this.
Yeah, I know.
Like, but it did inspire an idea for a play script. So thank you, Madam
Web.
Oh,
I love that. I can't wait to beta it for you.
Specifically that bit in the trailer where they broke the 180 rule and it looked like she was saving herself from
the car crash. It's so funny. It's so funny. I had to watch it like 12 times to work out what was going on because I just like, this can't be
me
real.
Too. Because it was her, but it didn't look, I didn't think it was her, but it was her. But it gave me this idea for like someone who finds themselves in a car crash, but they're not in the car crash. And then they have to like reckon with their own death kind of thing.
Oh.
But, or did they die? They don't know. They're like having a kind of breaking the 180 rule hallucination or.
Yeah, I love that.
Yeah. The kernel of an idea came
I love
about.
That.
So, thank you, Madam Web, but I'm not a fan of everyone doing its promotional material for it.
No, I know what you mean.
Yeah. And they're not even like blue ticks. They're not even making any money off it directly from Twitter. So I hope they're making bank somewhere else for making threads about this movie that looks trash.
They're just posting one comment under the original post saying, go check out my thing.
Yeah, right. Go check out my DC podcast.
Yeah, that's what you do when you go viral, isn't it?
We tried it with the Sonic one.
It didn't work.
I don't know if it worked. But we love our loyal fans who do listen to us, regardless of our funny Sonic
Yeah,
meme.
We do. Oh, bless.
What was your favourite moment, Caitlin?
Probably the little moment where, how do I count the ways? That was really funny. Mm. That made me laugh a lot. But the moment where he skidded and the music went really hype and then we get the persona moment, that was really fun too. Yeah.
That was great.
Yeah. You?
We did talk about it too much, but I loved the music.
Yeah, nice.
In this minute. It's really like it is Recce in a way, like the music coming in like that and like building the scene. It is like Recce's rhythm now that Adam's falling into.
Yeah, hell yeah.
Yeah, it's nice. The tides have turned. But yeah, good minute. We didn't have much to say about it, weirdly.
Good
but
there wasn't like whilst it was like there was some fun stuff happening, there was also kind of not anything happening. They're still just skating.
I feel like if you kept watching the show like intended, it would have been good. Instead, we had to kind of stop halfway through.
Yeah, exactly.
But whatever.
Whatever.
That's all we do to ourselves. If you want to tweet at us, even though I won't see it probably, you can. It's infinite_minute.
Oh, does this mean I have to check the Twitter now? Or you can email us at infiniteminutepodcast@gmail.com.
If you like.
Bye.
Go see my play at Malthouse in 5 years. it won't happen.
Bye.
Hey, Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.